following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops. I mean, we might as well celebrate us being officially twice a week now, the best way we know how. Welcome to another edition. It's the Thursday edition of Blurreds in the Hood with me, your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington.
And I'm the swaggy blurred Winston A. Marshall. Ooh, shit, 2 days a week.
Before we go, thank you to everybody who is watching us live, everybody who watches us on Tuesday. Thank you to everybody who is listening to this on the podcast. Yeah, y'all, you can check out the podcast feed. We are available on Apple, Google, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you get your podcast from. Thank you to every one of you all. So make sure you're rating and reviewing this. And yo, if you're watching this right now, go click, pull up your podcast joint on your phone. Click in, type in Blurreds in the Hood, rate and review us real quick. Throw them 5 stars up there. Keep boosting this up. We need that to happen. Man, this is real life for us. Like, yo, like, this is a thing. We're doing this now.
We feel like big shots, don't we? I feel like big shots. It seems like people are happy about it. I mean, the fact that we have, at least to the start, half of our fucking audience, like, obviously people are used to it being built in on Tuesdays. So let's see. Hopefully we hit our full capacity or more today, but we will see.
We'll see what happens with that. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I'm sorry. My face looks a little disheveled, y'all. I have not slept in like 2.5 weeks. And then I had to get up. When I did finally drop at like 4 o'clock, I had to wake back up in like 2 hours to check into a flight. Because for those who don't know, I'm going to spend this weekend with my daughter for her birthday. And she has zero idea. She has zero clue. Her mom knows, her and I've been planning it. So I come in, I get in after she gets done with her online school. And so I'm going to surprise her. So I haven't been asleep. So if I look like, yo, life has been rough, it has.
I can already tell your daughter's going to be like,
I cannot believe my eyes.
She probably is. I mean, between that and so, like, I saw a meme that says my quarantine depression is matching my seasonal depression and my regular depression, and that is me all in one. I've been uber depressed, but I'm trying to put it through.
That's no bueno.
It's no bueno. So look, we got a lot on the docket for the day. You know, normally we would think like, yo, it's Tuesday. Maybe we don't have enough if we would do an extra show, but it's enough for us to talk about. And we got to kick it off like we always do each and every week. Mr. Winston A. Marshall, nigga, what you been doing in the past 2 days?
Shit, nigga, it's only been 2 days. Normally we get a week. Oh, Lord. I've been watching this one. She's a little frustrated with me. But I'm also frustrated with her just because, like, I'd be trying to take her on these long ass walks because that's what she wants. And then we're out there for 10 minutes and she'll lay down in the middle of the street because I don't have sidewalks in my neighborhood where I can safely walk her. The sidewalks right outside my building on Sepulveda Boulevard, for anybody that's been in Van Nuys, is littered with trash, hella traffic, all sorts of stuff. So I got to take her into a neighborhood around there. And it's frustrating me because I'm like, I'm here for you. This your time. So whatever you want to do with your time, like, we can do it. And she's like, I'm walking. Ooh, a squirrel. Ooh, a cat. And then she's like, yeah, I'm done. And she just lays the fuck down. Because how many times you been on the phone with me? And I'm like, bitch, like, can we go?
You're fucking up. Yeah.
So there's that. Running, like, doing a lot of editing and Photoshopping and all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, with all these shows, you know what I mean? You gotta be on top of it. So, like, surprise. So I have booked hella guests for Swag Day Fun Day. To that point, Jay, I'll let you know which day. Some days I have entire crews of shows coming, so it's kind of full. I know this weekend you're not even anyway because you're with your daughter, so it doesn't matter.
With my daughter, so
yeah. Just but this week should be a lot of fun. A Certain Point of View will be on the show. That they are a Schmodown podcast. If you're not familiar, they will be joining me. It's going to be super fun. So check out that tweet with the date and with the time. But I've got hella dope guests. I mean, we're talking. Should I spoil some? Should I tell them what's coming in the future? I think
you want to get people excited and anticipating this. So go ahead.
All right. So, you know, of course, we had to get them Gucci vs. Bastards, Kaiser and Gucci. They're going to be coming on next month. I had to get some of the ladies of the Schmodown. So we're talking Emma Fife, Jen Sturger, and Breanne Chandler will all be joining the show as well. And then I got some others in the way. I got something in the way of more blurreds coming in. So, Jay, you have to be there that weekend. So figure it out. But we've got some dope ass guests coming on Swag Day Fun Day, so you got to do it. Now remember, this today I'm not doing Swag Back Thursday because I have a casting director like workshop meeting thing that I have to go to this evening, so I will do that tomorrow, as well as the PBPN Emmy episode is coming tomorrow, so all good stuff. Other than that, Jay Washington, last 48 hours, nigga, what you been doing?
Nigga, I've been working out and crying. I can't even lie no more, dude. I've been trying to hold a straight, positive, happy face. Nigga, my depression has had me through the roofs. Like, I tend to tell somebody, like, y'all be seeing me on the shows, like, all energetic and shit. And after I'm done with these shows, I'm like, well, my life is trash. Like, I was talking to my homegirl, and she was like, yo, she literally told me, she was like, yo, don't feel like you're not accomplishing that stuff because everybody around you is. And I was like, I have no other way to feel, because I was trying to do a new reel and I'm like, I don't have anything strong from this year yet to put into it. Like, I don't feel like I have anything. And I'm like, I get the world stopped and all this, and y'all don't want to hear black. I know we don't want to hear about a black man being depressed. I'm gonna stop talking about it.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Because, like, I mean, I would want to say, unless that's where we are today and that's what we want to discuss, I would say let's not spend the whole show on it. But in no way, shape, or form should you ever say that, because part of what helps people heal and actually deal with problems is to talk about them. So not only for you, but for any other brother that's on here watching, anybody really, but especially brothers, because there's this stigma with black and brown men not to talk about our state of mental health. Mm-hmm. For you to talk about that very well could help somebody else come to terms. How many times have we seen that? Have we gotten message being like, yo, y'all talking about whatever really helped me? Like, I'm going through XYZ. So don't ever feel that way. I would just say, unless we're doing a depression episode, let's not make the whole hour about it. You know what I mean?
Right. And I get real quick before, because we're going to get our show started. Again, streamlabs.com/blurreds and hood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurreds and hood/TIP. My nitro is kicked in. It's just that I've said the whole feel lonely shit, and a lot of people forget being on the internet is one thing. Talking to people this way is one thing. But when there's not physical, you know, companionship, or you can't be around people, again, the world is dealing with it. But some cities and states is like, fuck what you talking about. We going to party. Like, but when you try to be responsible, you're not like that. It's like, yo. But anyway, man, that's what I've been up to. So, all right, let's get into the breaking news story, because it wasn't going to be we had something else as the top news story. But yeah. Not her. Marvel Studios officially has their She-Hulk for the upcoming Disney Plus series, ladies and gentlemen. And this one is a great casting. It is none other than Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black and Perry Mason. She will be taking on the role of the titular character, which is just recently added on this past Tuesday. Kat Coiro, who will be directing several episodes and executive produce the series. Now, we don't know when it's going to go into production because, of course, COVID and everything, and a lot of things haven't ramped up yet, even though Disney films a lot of different places. So it's always like they can go to Pinewood in Atlanta, but a lot of people are still hesitant about going to Atlanta to shoot. They can shoot things overseas. So you'll see, we got to see what happens. But what do you think, bro, about this casting announcement?
I mean, I think it's great. I don't know if y'all have watched Orphan Black. I did not, fortunately, finish the series, and that's on me. But she is absolutely a phenomenal actress. For those that are unfamiliar, she played multiple roles. She was essentially playing a bunch of clones And so she got nailed down the different personalities. So you know how we feel about Diane Guerrero? I feel the same way about Tatiana Maslany because she nailed it. Anybody that can do that and flip it on a dime or act with themselves blows my mind. So Diane Guerrero, Tatiana, God damn it. What's his name? Played Professor X. Give me a second. The dude that was in Split. Hold on.
I know what you're saying, but I'm just going to let you have it.
There it is. James McAvoy. Sorry, just took a second. That's fine. That's fine. So I just have mad respect for her for doing that. And so I cannot wait to see what
it is. Funny because when the casting was announced about this and what Disney said, Marvel Studios, said they were looking for, they said they were looking for an Alison Brie type. And Alison Brie was like,
nigga, I'm right here.
Right. I think it's always weird when you hear that. Especially, it's got to be even weirder as that actor when you hear we're looking for such and such type, but you're not looking for that actor in particular.
I mean, I think what the answer to that is they ain't got Alison Brie money.
This is Marvel Studios, dog.
I'm aware of that, but they may have lower budgeted the show.
This may be true. This may be true.
Because like you already had built in, so you're going to pay what you have to pay for WandaVision. For Captain America and Winter Soldier or Falcon and Winter Soldier, for Loki, those are built in because you're continuing those characters. I would make a strong bet that all those shows, if they're not characters that are central to it that have already been in the MCU movies, everybody cast is probably on a low ass budget. So it's like because you're already having to pour it into your stars that have been in these movies.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you go with somebody that you feel that you can maybe further expand out? That you could maybe eventually transition into a movie, but you ain't gonna pay that top dollar, especially when you know you have so much shit to produce. It's not the show they ain't got the Skrilla, but you gotta try and find the same money somewhere.
No, that's understandable. And this is let you know how big this shirt is when my collar keeps hanging. Now, this is a 3XL shirt, and I was like, oh, I can throw it on, and I forgot it's like a open blouse. My shirt now on me is like what if I had a woman spend the night, and she'd be like, give me a t-shirt, how I would look on. That's how it looks on me. But let's
cut it into a tank top and then cut the frill on the bottom, you know, that looks like the stripes and shit. And then you can go around like doing the or do like a low cut tee. So right under the fuck this shit,
Midriff. Y'all can't handle my midriff. Look, we got to go into so that was the breaking news. But our first story, we got to talk about, man. We were going to talk about this on Tuesday, but I'm kind of glad it got pushed to Thursday because
it's on Wednesday. This nigga,
Kanye West, man. Kanye West has gone on a Twitter tirade. First,
is it this?
This nigga pissed on his Grammy. Now, bro, some people are probably trying to figure out, like, yo, how do you know that's Kanye West? Play it again for me, Winston, please.
Okay, hold on. Here it is.
You can tell by those Glade plug-in Crocs that are sitting down on the floor. Ain't nobody else wearing air freshener gym shoes but that nigga.
Yeah, and he had a lot to say, too. I mean, like, he said this, what, my kids are going to own my masters, which
this was on Tuesday going into Wednesday. This was on Tuesday when he said these. Right. When he started talking everything, he was like, my kids are going to own my masters, buy property, we have to evolve. But this is what sparked a lot of controversy at first, when he was like, use the government money and buy land.
Okay. Buy land. There's a couple things to take into consideration here when he says that. The first thing is, remember, he is one of those ignorant ass piece of shit millionaires that filed for those PPE loans for small business, huh? PPP business loans that shelled out millions of dollars. This motherfucker is just like when the Lakers got busted and they gave the money back. Yep. He's one of those niggas that got that. So you could buy land with that. What the rest of us got in a stimulus check was $1,200. So of course,
8 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. So Nick, this is assuming that all these people held on to this, didn't have to pay rent or buy food. So this is what niggas was like, this is what I'm doing with my government money. One person said, the land in question, a garden. Another nigga said, I'm buying with the land I'm buying, getting this Polly Pocket Playhouse in this bitch.
$1,200 from the government. Like, so, that's the best way to describe it.
It was that, and then he had some other tweets, man, because he was in here talking about what I didn't even see this one.
Oh yeah, so he tweeted this. So read it from the bottom up.
Oh no, I'll let you guys know how this goes. I was told to speak with who is that? Lucian Grange.
I said I do not speak with non-billionaire employees. I need Ahmad Pierrefonte to fly to meet me immediately.
And get me. And then what is that last thing supposed to be?
I think it's like a bird or a plane.
All right.
Okay. So the biggest thing about this is we've all pretty much known Kanye West is bipolar. This is literally a massive bipolar episode. But I have to bring up when Kanye tweeted about the buy land and the property, one woman, because what's the show just told me, one woman responded with,
since you got your degree and you know every fucking thing.
That shit killed me. That shit took me the fuck out, bro. 1,000%. And is this also a Kanye tweet? What is this?
Yes.
Oh, so this is the other thing that happened. And then we're going to close out this story unless there's some other thoughts that need to be talked about. This nigga straight up sent a tweet on Tuesday as well that said, we need me, typing errors, J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick to all get in a room together. It's time to get... Oh, no, this actually happened on yesterday. This happened on...
This happened on Tuesday?
Well, then this isn't the apology he demanded, but we will not argue amongst each other while somebody we don't know in Europe is getting paid and putting that money in a hedge fund. He said that, but he also demanded apologies from J. Cole and Drake. And this just further propagates the rumors that have come up that Drake apparently smashed Kim Kardashian at some point. So,
real quick to go on that. So here's the problem. We know Kanye West is having a manic mental breakdown and it needs to be treated with medication heavily. But because of who he is, his stature and standards, you can't force him. You're not going to be able to force anything like that, which you can in most situations. What's going to happen, and I see it coming very soon, and get ready for a Twitter rant when it happens, Kim Kardashian is going to legit file for divorce and sole custody of those kids because he is not mentally in the place to be a stable father. When I tell you this is going to happen, and if you thought the Twitter rants and him posting out his contract and talking about owning his masters and all that was something before and pissing on a Grammy, wait till you see what's about to happen because it is on deck, ladies and gentlemen. You know it. Look, as much as we talk shit about Kim Kardashian, one of the one things you cannot deny is she loves her children.
Yep.
You cannot deny that.
She 1,000% does, man. And it remains sad out here, but I'm at that stage where I don't know what happened. What's wrong?
So for those
nigga,
apologize to the hoe.
That 1-2 punch, you didn't see that. Bah! Dude, remember we gotta do the 1, 3, 2, 1 and then squat.
It's going to be very interesting. Again, real quick, streamlabs.com/blurs in the hood/tip, streamlabs.com/blurs in the hood/TIP. We're going to get to those all in one chunk later in the show.
But we'll get all of them. The reason why is we want to make sure we get through all the news reports because the reason we did it other than to be here with y'all is to be able to talk about more stuff. We don't normally get through more than two or three. So that being said, unless somebody has something they really want to say, we're going to move on from Kanye and go to our next story. This one is really interesting for me because I actually did an episode of this on Blurts in the Hood on Positive Black People News. So for those that aren't familiar, Maya Moore, who is one of the greatest WNBA stars we've ever seen, she retired early in order to help a man that was wrongfully convicted, Jonathan Irons, get out of prison. She spent 2 years trying to get him out after serving 23. Well, Maya has married Jonathan Irons. And I am very, 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 very happy for the couple because of all that. And it's funny because when I reported it and the way that it was described, and I think this is why this was throwing me off, because Jay and I had a conversation about this before. It was described that they developed like this brother-sister kinship, and she was like, I have to get my brother out no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So between that and between like, I don't mean to immediately go there because I know the man was wrongfully convicted. I also think about like the women that do fall in love with dudes in jail, but yeah, typically it's with like the serial killers that have that crazy charisma and shit like that. I know that that's not who Jonathan is. When I first heard it, because I knew there was a brother-sister relationship or that's how it was reported, and thinking about how that normally happens, I was like, wait a minute, Jesus. But honest to God, the more you think about it, the more that she's putting this time and energy into trying to help this wrongfully convicted man get out, and they develop this relationship and those emotions running high. If they've genuinely found that love, I can't be anything more than ecstatic and happy for the two of them. That is
some phenomenal. People on Twitter call Jonathan the ultimate finesser. Like, because you met again, I agree. And I think the thing is, we've heard
DGMC.
Tyler Perry show and DGMC says it's proof algebra visits actually work. Yes, it is. Like, yo, you had to be like, because the conversation, the way it builds up, because of course you feel for this man, you know he's been wrongfully convicted. You want to do everything in your power to get him out. He's going to get affectionate about you because you care that much. That's just the way it is on his end. I'm just trying to figure out when was the moment on her end where she was like, as soon as you get out, I got cookies and that good for you. Like, I want to know.
God damn it, bro. But that's the thing, though. I think that that's one of those situations. She has put a lot of time and energy and effort into the wrong. I can't remember specifically what program it is. I can check my old PBPN show notes. She's put a lot of energy in genuinely trying to get people out that are wrongfully, the brothers specifically, that are wrongfully convicted. But this was the first case she spent all of her time and energy into. So I can just imagine, especially because she went in, she was part of a mission group to kind of deliver the word to prisoners. Are you frozen or are you making that face? That sounds like you're frozen. Which is hilarious fucking thing for, hold on, let's bring this nigga, but that's fucking hilarious for Jay to freeze on. I'm saving that shit. That is fucking funny. But she was we'll wait till Jay gets back. She was a part of a mission to help spread the word to prisoners and to give them hope and resources, you know, to really kind of do this. So I am not surprised at all that she, you know, that this kind of evolved in that way. The first person, but like, they have a true, genuine love, and that makes me happy. I gotta be honest. That makes me genuinely happy. It just genuinely threw me off when you hear brother and sister type thing first. It throws you off. All right, is that it for your computer? Are you okay?
Yeah, this is me on my phone.
I know. I can tell.
No, it's just the internet again. I've also been saying this for a long. Yeah, the internet. Everybody's streaming. The kids and everybody.
Yeah. The other thing that sucks then is you're on a baby bit of a time delay. So that's fine. We both got to keep that in mind.
Okay. Wow. Being on time delay makes it so much more better.
It's okay. So we pretty much wrapped that up. Unless somebody has you have something else to say about Maya and Jonathan.
No, I just want the man to be happy, and this gives hope for so many other people who may think they can't find love and true and real happiness. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you can find love and happiness in all of the strangest places.
I agree, and that's the thing. We all know when emotions are high, that's when stuff, you know, kind of kicks in for sure. All right, I'm gonna skip this next story. We'll come right back to it. I want to talk about Michael Steele real quick. So for those that don't know who Michael Steele is, if you don't know who Michael Steele is, this guy used to be the head of the RNC. Like, this is the dude that was running that whole convention when elections are happening and all that kind of stuff, right? He's a former head of that. Well, he's about done with Trump and his supporters, man. He was on 11th Hour with Brian Williams last night. And he had this to say amongst many other things. I'm going to show you the shortened version so we don't get our episode taken down.
The fact that we have to literally beg people to wear a mask to save their own dumbass from getting sick. I'm sorry. I just, to me, it is beyond the imagination.
So he said that he was saying voting for Trump at this point is essentially like being like, I'm with stupid. Like, my nigga went in. He had a I don't give a fuck mentality. Okay, there you go. Hold on. And there it is. You're back.
And we're back.
he had a I don't give a fuck mentality to this. And this is this that's it says. So I'm gonna play that for you one more time because it fucking kills me. Man.
The fact that we have to literally beg people to wear a mask to save their own dumbass from getting sick. I'm sorry. I just to me it is beyond the imagination.
To save your own dumbass.
Well, because again, the statement that he put up, because he's saying the death count is low if you take out blue states, which is absurd. But then I didn't get a clip up because it's so long. But I sent Winston this link from the late night, the Stephen Colbert show. What he did was he had Triumph the Comic Insult Dog have a focus group, a real focus group with actual Trump supporters, and they watched a bunch of fake.
Ah, shit, he went out again. All right, they watched a bunch of fake ads. Man, poor Jay's internet, bro. Remember when I was the one that got clowned for it? It's okay. They watched a bunch of fake ads that Trump will put out, like including like, we got, you know, the vaccine will be out just in time for November. Like, it'll be great, and you'll probably have crazy diarrhea, and you'll do all of these sort of things, and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, yeah, I know. I know, Bubba. It's okay. I'm sorry. That's how I talk to Shuri at this point. So it kicks into my brain to talk like that. But yeah, the fact that they put these fake ads on Colbert, and they're in this session, and some of them are like, nah, man, you know what that is? Sometimes you got to say the dumbest shit ever, and then you bring it back. You know, you go wild with it. And then you come back, or they say shit like, what did one say? He's like, nah, man, that's terrible. You can't put people in microwaves. That's crazy. And he goes, well, so you wouldn't vote for him? He's like, nah, I mean, I still vote for him. You just can't put niggas in microwaves. That's crazy. You all right, Jay? Okay. All right.
Okay. I don't know what's so here. So I understand the point. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I did the speed test before the show.
It's not your fault. You said that the babies. It's the babies' fault. Blame the children. The children. They are the world. They are the children. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not. Let me tell you something. First of all, I never download porn because I don't want to have records. I don't want to keep track of it. Got that AOL dial-up. It feels like my internet is on AOL and somebody keep picking up the fucking phone to make a phone call. Yeah, he does. He really, really does. He really, 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 really. This year is hell on repeat. But look, all of that is crazy and all that is good. But I need to talk to y'all real quick because in case you forgot, support for Blurs in the Hood is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Now, Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, and they obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience.
Now, it's funny because I would normally trim my stuff here and there, but I always get a little scared because I've been using a regular-ass razor, and, you know, I've been a big brother for a while. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes my skin be a little puffy down there. It's not great. You cut yourself. You're not happy about it. So I'm really glad for this because Manscaped has redesigned an electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimming technology ever. And they just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. The third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin safe technology pioneered by Manscaped. And when I tell you that this is premium, I mean premium. The battery lasts up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer time to shave. I mean, if you need 90 minutes to shave, I am worried about how hairy you've gotten down there, but that's none of my business. Now, the waterproof technology does allow you to groom in the shower, so you can open up the follicles and get a nice, close, clean shave, which is pretty dope.
But what's the best part about it, and one of the coolest features, is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. And they've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. And we all like a quiet stroke, ladies and gentlemen. And let's not forget about the charging stand, where you can show your mower off loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock, which is powered by USB. Now, if you're listening to me speak right now, I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself, okay? Trim that junk of yours. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code BLURDS at manscaped.com, and your balls will thank you.
That is 20% off and free shipping with the promo code BLERDS at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the promo code BLURDS. Now back to the show.
Yay. I was praying the whole time. I prayed. I said, Jesus, let us get through this read, and my internet, they'll go.
You did it, man. You did it. But you know what's funny? Now that we got through that promo read, man, to me, this was the hottest, most absurd news on a funny level. We got a few serious stories to get to before we get out of here later. But this was on a funny level to me. Now, for those of y'all that didn't hear, Logan Paul from the internets, from the interwebs, used to be a Vine star, then became a YouTuber. Him and his brother, just absolutely, Jake Paul, are absolutely ridiculous. Mm. He's fought KSI a couple of times, a fellow YouTuber and all that kind of stuff, right? And he actually lost the fight. Well, Logan Paul likes to run his mouth. And he challenged Mr. Undefeated champion of the world, Floyd Mayweather, to a boxing match. And guess what happened, ladies and gentlemen? Floyd and Logan signed the contract. So later this year, and I want to say the end of next month, maybe in November, something like that, we're getting a Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather boxing match. And Logan Paul's actually out here talking like he's going to do something to Floyd.
Because he keeps thinking, oh, I'm younger than Floyd, so I can beat Floyd. First of all, bro, Floyd Mayweather is a professional boxer.
I agree.
You are a bitch-ass nigga that talks shit. There is a major difference.
He got some legit training. I will give him credit on the training, but that's training not going to be enough. That's not going to be enough.
This dude has been doing this. Let me tell you something. Floyd trains and speed bags off $100 bills wrapped together. You get what I'm saying? No, he might not be able to read, but he can fight.
But he can read them punches coming a mile away. I will give him credit. The man is very much in shape. Not quite Floyd's shape, but like,
what? Floyd about to beat the I Have a Dream speech.
Oh my god. This is real though. If he dies, he dies.
That's fucking real. I think nobody cares if Floyd Mayweather seriously abuses Logan Paul.
But I'll tell you this. I think Logan is willing to get knocked out. I'll give you some honesty though. He is about to secure that bag.
Oh, for sure.
Logan is about to make more money than he, like, he made a lot of money already as a Viner and a YouTuber and those fights with KSI, like, made a shit ton of money because these children literally all universally paid. It was either $5 or $10 because our manager, Marky, when I was at her office, she was telling me about how her son begged her to pay for the fight against KSI. And they did two of those. Ooh. So, oh, shit. Oh shit! You see why I'm gonna marry this woman? She come with that fire, son. She come with that fire. She just out here talking about yo.
Yes, sir. This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
Like, you know what's funny? Floyd, and Logan can't do this.
Look at this guy.
So it's gonna be fucking funny. I'm excited for the fight. And
do you think our manager actually watches us? I just thought about that. Like,
I doubt it. She's busy and she got lost.
All right, I know our manager's super busy, but I wonder, like, one day Marky's like, I wonder what Jay and Winston are doing to, like, actually watch the show. Because we're like, hey,
it wouldn't be a bad idea because she might be able to sell the show. I mean, we always said that we were going to build this up, and once we get to a certain place, then we would attempt to try and sell it. You know what I'm saying?
2 days a week, we've hit that place.
but that's why we're bumping it up to two, so we can expedite this and give y'all more of the goodness and keep building it up. But yeah, man, good for Logan because this is going to be more money than he's ever gotten, and he made a lot of money already, man. But I think we got to move on. You know more about this next story than I do because you were the one that told me about it. So go ahead and hit him with the goodness.
Which one?
The next one in red, sir.
Oh, that one. Yes. So, Carol Baskin, y'all. Y'all know
Carol Baskin. Husband whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him the Tigers, they snack in. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
Now, So you know that I will be on the newest episode of the Weakest Link in the new season. I didn't know that they film Dancing with the Stars in the same building as the Weakest Link. Carol Baskin is on there. And so everyone is consistently saying, yo, where's your ex-husband? Everybody believes she's either fed him to a tiger, killed him, or something like that. Well, the family of her ex-husband, Don Lewis, decided to take out an ad about Carol. And it aired during Dancing with the
with our daddy. I'm Linda, and we miss our dad, I'm Don. We need to know what happened to our father.
I'm Ann. All we're asking is justice for Don.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
$100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call their office at 800-LINKIN.
Dude.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah, I know. That's fucking wild. I gotta give them credit for that, because that's impressive to do all of that on national television, bro. On
to make sure you know exactly. Of course, when you buy ad time, you can pick pretty much where you want this ad space to go. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those, we're not gonna let you forget, because now you're trying to catapult this level of stardom thanks to the Tiger King documentary. And so, of course, the family, rightfully so, with their attorney, is like, yo, you're going to have to answer for this one way or another. And I don't blame them.
Dude, it was just wild to me to see that, because that's almost like a complete shock and awe type situation, bro, that would actually fucking happen. So,
yes, Jay is a contestant on The Weakest Link. If you look at the trailer, they dropped a 1-minute, 47-second trailer. I'm in that thing heavily a lot, so I will be a contestant. I believe I'm on the season premiere, which happens Tuesday, September 29th, and you'll be able to catch the next day for free on Peacock. I should be on the season premiere. I'm not 1,000% sure, but we'll make sure.
Yep. I think that this story, I see what you just sent me in the thing. I think we can save this for post, you know, the Emmys are on Sunday.
So yes,
why don't we save this one for post Emmy talk? Does that work?
Okay.
All right.
That's fine. Cool.
It'll be a slightly older story by then, but it's all good. Yeah, we'll talk about it then. The next thing we need to get into a little bit serious before we get to the Streamlabs and obviously our favorite segment at the end of the show. For those that haven't been paying attention, it has been made known by a whistleblower, and this is actually by a black woman. Can you do me a favor and look up her name real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Who released it? It has been made known to the world that ICE, on top of putting children in cages and detaining a bunch of undocumented immigrants, have started forcibly giving hysterectomies to women in custody. Now, people were saying that it was too harsh to be calling these concentration camps and all that kind of stuff, that, oh, you're blowing it way out of proportion. Well, the minute you put children in cages, you were already at that point, and now you've hit a new level of eugenics and insanity. You are literally performing hysterectomies against women that either don't know what the fuck is going on or forcibly against their goddamn will.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most disgusting thing that we have. Like, this is insane.
But we bring this up all the time, as many people do. And the number one thing is, where's the All Lives Matter crowd with this?
Yep.
Because whenever a black man or a black woman is murdered by the police and we start to protest and we chant All Lives Matter, I mean, Black Lives Matter, excuse me, there's always the All Lives Matter rebuttal quickly and instantly. And we're like, okay, we'll give you this. But where's that energy for this? And this is the woman who blew the whistle, Dawn Wooten. She is a licensed practical nurse employed by the center, who's represented by the Government Accountability Project and Project South. She blew the whistle on this. A sister did this. Again, I think it's very poignant to bring out that it's a sister, because a lot of people think that, oh, well, maybe sometimes black people don't care about what's happening, or brown people, vice versa, you know, things like that. But like, yo, a sister was like, this shit is wrong.
Yep. It's completely disgusting. And it's another one of those things. And it's, I'm scared for that. I'm scared for her. I'm for that doctor. How quickly have we seen shit like in Portland, where you had these ghost cops come in and take protesters? Mm-hmm. I'm terrified that something could happen to this doctor. I hope somebody's protecting this sister. And it's another situation where it's like, you got to be fucking kidding me that once again, black women are the key element to essentially trying to save the soul of this country. And they don't deserve the protection of black women to do what they're doing.
No,
at all. She is a fucking hero, and she needs to be protected. And this act needs to stop immediately. ICE needs to be immediately abolished. Because
I know people will bring up instantly, because we always have those people who do the whataboutisms, and they'll bring up, well, ICE was started by President Obama to help deal with illegal immigration. Of course, every single president will deal with illegal immigration one way, shape, form, fashion, another. That is not a thing that doesn't happen from any administration. Not at all. So let's make sure we have that clarified.
And yes.
Go ahead. But to the level in which this is happening now, where you are separating children, you are giving women hysterectomies, it's eugenics at its finest. Exactly. This is concentration camp shit. And to say that, because again, you'll have those people go, well, if they didn't illegally try to cross the border.
So that means you get to fucking literally take a piece of their body out of them against their will. Are you fucking kidding me? This is the same bullshit that used to happen during slavery. You used to do this to women. You used to castrate men. Mm-hmm. Same thing. You would chain up children just as well as you were chaining everybody else up. Separate fucking families. We have gone right back to our goddamn roots as a country. We apparently can't get back. And this is why people keep saying.
Well, you just said it. Well, first of all, let me cut you off. But you just said it. It's not going back to our roots. It's standing on what we're founded on as far as this country. The country is doing what it has been founded on, what it is based upon. People try to say, I've heard people say, well, the country isn't as racist as it was and it's trying to get better. No, it's not. No, it's not. Yep. Let's just call it for what it is. To allow this to happen.
Yep.
To allow this to happen. And not to have this outrage. It is absurd.
It's 1,000% disgusting, man. It's absolutely fucking disgusting.
I wanted to bring this up because Tim Terrell brings up a great point. Right. But Obama didn't keep the kids in camps. He deported people right back to Mexico immediately. Exactly is why I brought that up. Because administrations, they caught illegal immigrants and deported them right back. You sit in a detention camp. You're a child separated from your family, and people are sitting there going, well, it's okay, because guess what? They broke the law, so they got to deal with it. Are you serious?
I would love for a situation to happen where, I mean, not actually. I don't actually wish any of this. But can you imagine if this was in reverse, and people are like, we have to get the fuck out of America, we got to flee, and you run off to Canada, and then Canada takes your white ass and puts you put your child in a cage, and then performs a hysterectomy on your wife, and you don't see your family again or whatever the fuck else, and you're just held there for an indefinite amount of time because they haven't figured out court cases for you and shit. Do you know how fucking infuriating it would be? So why do you think you can do it against other humans? Why do you think that you could just do this against somebody else? It's fucking disgusting. You froze again?
That's okay. Of course I did. Of course.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's completely disgusting. It's completely and utterly disgusting.
So,
and I think, well, I did unfreeze because I see myself down here. So guess what?
All right. I'm going to take you out. Here we go.
Remove me from this.
Just stop. I got it. Just if it's working, I got it. Okay. Jesus. All right. Let's go ahead and take it to something a little bit more positive. We're gonna go to the Streamlabs. We've got about 15 minutes left. So we want to make sure we get all your questions.
All of them right now. Please, streamlabs.com/blurredinthehood/. My apologies for cutting you off. I just
exactly.
Want to make sure.
Of course, we'll check it again after we do Ode to Karens, obviously, but we're going to get, this is a part of this show, we're going to cover this. So first of all, thank you so much to Porg Hub, that's funny, for your donation. Winston, how bad did you want to play the Lizzo bye bitch clip when Liz Shannon Miller beat Chance Ellison in the singles tournament? I mean, especially considering her, Liz doesn't swear, and in her promo, she said something along the lines of like, so they know that I'm a bad bitch or something like that. That's right, Tank Girl is the name of her catch. She goes, that's right, Tank Girl. Mommy swears sometimes. I was like, yo, Liz got a little edge to her, and it's starting to come out. You're getting that swag, man. So I 1,000% wanted to. Kirsty, thank you so much for the donation. Alberto Rios with the large donation. Thank you so much. CSJ Megatron or Corey Scott Johnson, thank you so much. Yo, double drip blurreds two-a-days. Clippers out here choking like eating a Popeye's biscuit with no liquid. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Manny Rivera, thank you so... Oh, no, I skipped one. Cameron Hainsworth, thank you so much for the large donation. Thanks, y'all, for the cat video, my brothers. I love you both. My little homie Wally, my cat, passed this morning, and that video you guys play always makes me laugh. Today, I laughed and cried, and I needed it. From one black man to two, thank you. I support you both always. Well, Cameron, thank you so much for the donation, and my heart to you, sir. Shuri is the first pet that I've had, like, legit. I had one dog that my mom gave away to a neighbor. I had another dog that we had. She was a puppy. And she didn't get her vaccinations in enough time. So she actually passed away within a week of owning her. So the thought of knowing that one day that that's going to come, I can't even imagine. So you have nothing but love and support here, brother. We are so sorry.
Same here. I echo all those words.
Manny Rivera, thank you so much for the donation. In honor of the extra blurreds a week, I'm making boneless chicken wings and vegan broccoli with my famous sauces. Jay, I get it, bro. I've had to curb my drinking because of depression. Before my bro's birthday, I hadn't seen my fan since my dad's funeral. Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
That'll do it, man. So love to you as well. And then Matthew, thank you so much for the donation. Cheers, guys. Another great show. Cheers to you as well, sir. Appreciate
that. Thank you so much. Oh, we love you guys. Please, you can continue to get them in through the end of the show. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. And if you are listening to us on the podcast feed, you can go ahead and send them as well, too, if you want to show some love. And we appreciate it.
Again, if you throw it in there and you're, let's say you're watching it on the podcast and hearing this, we read all Streamlabs. So if we come back, and maybe you did it on Saturday randomly because you wanted to ask us a question, we will be sure to go back and read that on the show. You don't have to worry about that. But now it's time for y'all's favorite segment. I know it's Jay's. He put so much hard work into this. It's time for an ode to Karens.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut. Asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
I just want to say today is a special amount of Karens because we don't have one. We don't have two things. We've got pretty much four things to talk about. And I'll address this real quick for Connor Pearson Ward. He says, no ill intent here, but is there a reason why y'all ain't do super chats? No worries, just curious. Well, I don't know if you guys have heard, when YouTube super chats, whatever you donate, YouTube takes out 33% of it automatically. And so if you say you wanted to, let's say someone says, hey, I want to donate to you guys. I want to give you guys $20, right? Which is 10 between the two of us. Well, YouTube is like, nah, y'all going to get all the $13 and some change, where Streamlabs will only take 20 cents out of it. No, actually, you give us 20, it takes out 80 cent. That's it. Like 80 cent or a little bit lower than that. So that is the reason between the two. And again, what this does is I'm literally trying to build up all the funds that I've got between the two of us to get me a new camera. Because Winston has this dope camera and I got this shit that I got from Amazon for $100 and I thought it was going to be great. And now it's like, oh, sir, stop. But anyway, so hopefully that answered the question. But one of the first things I want to talk about, Halloween is coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you're starting with that one. Okay, yeah, go for it.
Halloween is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and in honor of an ode to Karens, you too can go as a Karen for Halloween, ladies and gentlemen.
Why does she look like an Igor and not a Karen? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, like they be hollering. I didn't know they teeth be fucked up.
Dude. It's so bad. So check this out. So Jason Adcock, he made, these are handmade latex masks, excuse me. He's made off of middle-aged white women. And last month he's put that it's never too early to get into the Halloween spirit. Now 2020 is the year of the Karen, Adcock exclaimed. He said, scare all of your friends with your big hair and narrow mind. Now, two versions of the mask were selling on Etsy for $180 a piece, and he since sold out, that he announced on Facebook. He goes on further to say, quote, I will update if things change. And then he told Good Morning America, Karen is transcendent of all gender and size. It's just like a modern day tyrant. Anybody evil can be a Karen. I personally think this is hysterical. Because again, you keep seeing these moments. You keep seeing these Karens happening naturally every single day. And again, it got so bad with Karens. The Karens and Chads got together and did the dumbest shit we've ever seen.
Take your mask off.
Yeah, take it off.
Fucking idiot.
We're not doing it. Take off your mask.
The fact that we have to literally beg people to wear a mask to save their own dumbass from getting sick.
I would like. I just want
to, you know,
I go to Target.
What the fuck is going on?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That says it about best.
Mm-hmm. That pretty much covers it, man. I just that's wild to me. But that's not even the Karens that we really want to get at, because there has been an onslaught.
Oh, I've been waiting on this one.
Onslaught of ignorance in the form of trying to be woke, but also trying to be a victim. It is the form of white women pretending that they happen to be of some sort of African descent. First, there was the Rachel Dolezal. Then there was that random bitch that was working at George Washington University. And now, two more white women have pretended to be black. There was, let's see what her name is. She is a teaching assistant over at, what university was this? It was at the
University of Wisconsin in Madison.
This young lady by the name of C.V. Vitolo Hadid.
I'd just like to say, for the record, you sound like a real black preacher right now. The name of...
How long, Jesus?
Lord, help me say this name, Jesus. My name is C.V. Oh, God, what is this?
Oh, Lord, how do you say that? How do you say that, Lord?
See, so she identifies as non-binary and goes by they or them pronouns, but has pretended to be black or Latino, even though they are actually Southern Italian and Sicilian.
Yep.
Now.
And you know who she reminds me of? She looks a lot like the girl that played Maybe on Arrested Development. I cannot remember her name right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But here's the thing. They wrote two blog posts on Medium. Now, if you remember, we talked about the other white teacher a couple weeks ago who did the same thing. This is what I'll say, because there's another one. It also happened in Indianapolis.
I'm pulling up the photo. Hold on.
Okay. It also happened in Indianapolis as well. Here's the thing that I would like to say. This is not all white women.
Nope.
But white women that are doing this are prime examples of white privilege.
Yep.
And they want to play victims so bad, because that's why you're writing articles on Medium telling them, I'm a culture vulture, I'm a culture leech, you know, I deserve to be scorned. You're trying to be the victim. You are not the victim. You are not the victim in this situation. You are sitting here trying to take advantage of a culture you have no part of. You have no reason to claim. You want to sit here and say, oh, I can understand your struggle. You will never understand the struggle of a black woman.
Well,
never.
this woman, Satchel Pijalin Cole, aka Jennifer Benton, and she's married. She's apparently married to a brother, and he didn't know.
First of all, I really need to have this brother check his eyes out.
I could see it maybe if she's like got some vitiligo or something, but like,
nah, okay, she might look like an older, like she's like one of them old Southern light skinned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair.
But what makes that? It's already bad enough that you're doing this in the world. Now you're also doing that to your significant other, to your soulmate, to your loved one. Are you like, especially because it's bad in general? If you want to say maybe it's the problem is you're literally talking about your husband is genuinely out here in these streets suffering and you want to build your relationship on that lie. Like, it's disgusting to me. Everybody just it's what Paul Mooney said. Everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga.
See, the thing is interracial relationships happen and they turn out beautiful in many instances. Winston and Kristen are an example. I see, you know, I've seen many of them. I've experienced it myself. But why would you try to? I will never pretend to understand what a white woman would go through. What a white man would go through. That means I damn sure don't want you to pretend to be a black man or for a woman. You get the scenario I'm trying to bring up. Yeah. It's absurd. It's absurd that this happens. It's infuriating because again, you are sitting here trying to say I'm the victim when you drop these Medium articles so people can praise you for speaking out.
He went out again. So they could praise you for speaking out against a lot of the bigotry and stuff like that. But then also the idea that you feel like you lifted up. It's all good, man. It's all good. You're still here. I just put myself up.
So. Am I here?
You're here. You're here.
Okay. Because the people that are going to applaud you are primarily white women. That's not how this goes. That is not any type of redeeming factor.
Well, it's also from the standpoint that there's this level of like, oh, you know, not just white women that would applaud you, but that you think that other black people would be like, yeah, righteous sister, yes, preach. It's this level of wanting that attention. That's where it comes from, because you can still literally use your white privilege to help and to fight. You want to be the center of attention. You want people to praise you because you're dealing with the struggle and you're being oh so strong. Instead, if you really give a shit about black people, be white and go out here and fight for us. That is what you can do. Be an ally. Stop trying to be somebody that's also being victimized like that. It's absolutely fucking bullshit. All right, I think we're almost out of time, so go ahead and plug your shit, man, before you go out.
No, check Streamlabs before we do anything else.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
See? Streamlabs.com/blurredinthehood/TIP. Streamlabs.com/blurredinthehood.
Here we go. PC, thank you so much for the first the two donations. The first one. Do we Blurreds in the Hoods fans still have no name? All right. We'll put a poll on our if you don't already follow the Blurreds in the Hood Twitter, we'll put a poll on there. We'll put a couple ideas that we have and we'll put others so you can put some and whatever one ultimately gets the most votes on that. If like what we'll do is we'll see whatever one of the three gets the most, and then whatever gets repeated the most in a tweet, we'll do a final poll off, and whichever one y'all like the most, that'll be the name of the group. How's that?
Man, he thought about that deeply.
I had to. You gotta have some organization. And then Jay, this is for your daughter's birthday fun. Please, happy birthday to your little one.
Oh, thank you so much. She's gonna have a blast. She's in Tacoma, Washington. So, as you know, the entire West Coast is on fire. So, initially, her mom wanted to take her to the zoo, but of course, you can't. The air quality is terrible, so the zoo won't happen. But I'm happy for that. But let's go ahead and thank everybody for watching, rocking with us. You already know the drill. Follow me Twitter, Instagram, and Mr. J Washington. You should know how to spell it. Join the Supervillain Squad on Patreon. Please support and become a producer of the Mad Titan podcast. And also, you can join my one-on-one with the Supervillains here, where we sit down for at least an hour and talk about whatever you want to talk about. I got to record two of them joints tonight and still try to get up by 4 in the morning and edit them. Also, the Mad Titan podcast, like I told you, weakest link on the 29th. Pluto TV right now. I'm on America's Funniest Home Videos, two shows, Versus and the Dub Club, where I voice over a lot of funny videos for AFV. Check those out.
Show. And then you know where to find me, Winston A. Marshall. I'm at the Swaggy Blurred. It's right there. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, we'll do it on both, and we'll average them out. So Facebook and Twitter, that's totally fine. But I just want to say thank you. You guys are the reason that we're able to. You're the reason we got Manscaped. You're the reason that we're able to do a second show throughout the week. It's an honor to be here and to laugh with y'all, entertain y'all, and talk about the news and the stuff that's important. It is purely because of you guys that we can do this. It's because of you that we've seen our own strides. That, you know, Jay's doing America's Funniest Home Videos. That, you know, I booked the Superstore thing. That he's on Weakest Link. Like all that kind of stuff. It's purely because your support and love gives us the time to pursue these things. So I can't thank you enough. As I said before, Swag Back Thursday, we're going to do tomorrow, probably from 3 to 5. Then Swag Day Fun Day, a certain point of view will be on. So definitely check that out, twitch.tv/theswaggyblurred. Other than that, that's pretty much it. We had one more Streamlab come in from Kenneth Daisy. I was late. Here's my late fee. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Treat it like Blockbuster Video again. And if you're listening on the podcast feed, as always, please make sure you rate and review us. Rate and review us. It gets us higher in the algorithm. If you're watching us on YouTube live right now, make sure you go over, hit that like button. Hit the like. That's all you got to do. Hit the like. Hit it. Just get us up there.
It helps.
We appreciate you
so much. And share this with as many. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe and share with as many people as you can. Because the further we grow this audience, the better. So, of course, we're going to give you the way that we normally end the show. We're going to give you the bye, bitch. Don't worry about that. But I will have one more tribute for Cameron after we do the closing logo. So, with that, we love y'all. We'll see y'all on Tuesday. Deuces.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.